You know, some people have the ability to dream themselves into other people's dreams. You know, so if they wanted, to communicate with somebody, they go to sleep dreaming about them. That person could have a dream about that person, the other person.
Absolutely. And in general terms, it's called dream sending. That's where you insert yourself in somebody else's dream.
Mm-hmm.
Neutral dreaming is another term used for two people sharing a dream, either by purpose or spontaneously.
And do they see the other person in their own dream?
You certainly can. There are different levels of it where you literally share the identical dream, you recognize each other in the dream, and you know you're dreaming. There are lower levels of mutual dreaming where you have the same dream but without each other in it, but this dream is the same or the dominant elements are the same. But dream sending is a very, very old magical technique of deliberately inserting yourself in somebody else's dream, because we've always known throughout history that we're very open to suggestion when we're dreaming. And there are many beliefs about being able to influence people by inserting messages into dreams.
What are some of the techniques to be able to do something like that? Right before you go to sleep, what do you do?
Well, the common method is called incubation, and it's a way of preparing physically, mentally, and emotionally to fertilize the dream landscape. In the most extreme sense, you would purify yourself by bathing, probably fasting, meditating before you go to sleep. A simpler technique that works very well for many people, and one that I use, is to just auto-program yourself before you go to sleep, that you will have a dream that addresses a certain question or issue. You will remember the dream, and the information you want will be made available to you. Now, some people actually dream the answer, and other people, and I seem to fall in the second group, I don't always dream the answer, but I have the answer as a result of the dream, and it's in my head when I wake up.
I can't remember the name of the dream, but it was done where people would insert themselves in the dreams of others with the sole intent to kill them or have them die of, let's say, heart attacks or something like that. I have sometimes wondered about people who have died in their sleep. If something like that happened, if a horrible dream caused them to die. And I don't know if we'll ever find out or not, but it's always something that has been on my mind.
Well, I think it's theoretically possible, and from a magical perspective, that would be a form of psychic attack, that you would make a sympathetic link and a mental link with another person, and through dream sending, you would send malevolent energy or thoughts or malevolent thought forms to attack that person while they were vulnerable in the sleep state. And those practices do exist in magical lore, in sorcery.
I think governments have probably practiced this, too.
I think there's probably been a lot of government investigation into the powers of consciousness and mind, and not always for a very happy purpose.
Go back to the proactive in the book, of course, The Dreamer's Way. Is that out now?
It is, and it includes a lot of what I call dream labs. Every chapter covers a different facet of extraordinary dreaming, proactive dreaming, and then at the end I have dream labs, specific things that you can do for active dream work.
Is there anything that you can take in terms of natural supplements, not pharmaceuticals, that would enhance your dream state?
Yes, there are, George, and I've experimented with some of them myself. I've tried mugwort, for example. Mugwort and St. John's wort both have long histories of being associated with facilitating dreaming. Some people ingest mugwort in a tincture or tea. I've gotten lucid dreaming results from just putting a little bit of dried herb in a cotton sachet and sticking it in my pillowcase. Some herbal teas are very effective. I found catnip tea to facilitate very vivid dreaming and also lucid dreaming. Some people have had very good results with melatonin, too. So we can do things to influence whether or not we dream. There isn't any substance that really makes us remember dreams, but if we have more vivid dreams, we're often very likely to remember them or remember more details.
Do you recommend going to sleep, let's say, with a little a pencil and paper next to you, so in case you wake up, you write down what your dream was right away?
Either a notebook or a tape recorder, yes, because dreams, they just go like wisps of fog. And I think we've all had the experience of waking up in the middle of the night with a really profound dream in our head, and we think, oh, I'm sure to remember this in the morning, and then, of course, you don't, probably because several other dreams have been laid on top of that one. So it's especially helpful in the beginning if people are not accustomed to dream work or they're having trouble recalling dreams to record a dream right away, even in the middle of the night. The dreaming mind is trainable, and the more you you ask it to work with you and to help you remember dreams, the more responsive it is.
If you haven't remembered your dream in a long time, and I don't know what a long time is, but a long time, what does that mean? Does that mean there's something wrong with you, that you're restless, that there's something that is on your mind and you can't remember? Why would one go a long time without remembering a dream?
Well, there could be several reasons. Stress is a major factor in whether or not we remember dreams. Some people going through stressful situations are going to have a lot of nightmares. Other people don't remember their dreams at all because energy is going elsewhere. So dreaming recall seems to get dampened. Medication that we're taking, if we've had surgery, medication, changes in daily life patterns, all of those can disrupt dream recall. I also think that we just go through natural cycles, and I've observed that myself over the years because I paid so much attention to my dreams that I often hit what I call recall fallow periods, where I go for a long time without remembering very many dreams at all, and then suddenly things will kick back in and I'll go through a period of very vivid dream recall.
Lucid dreams, tell us about that.
Lucid dreaming is knowing that you're dreaming while you're dreaming. And here again, people have varying degrees of natural ability for it. I've met people who lucid dream every night, and not only do they know they're dreaming, they have incredible ability to navigate in the dreamscape, to control what happens in the dreamscape.
They change the outcome of the dream?
Some people can do that quite easily. And then there are other people who just have a lucid dream every now and then, and they may know they're dreaming while they're dreaming, but they may not be able to influence the content of the dreams.
That'd be fun, though, if you dream that you want to travel to another planet or something. You just dream it, and it's almost like writing your own scripts.
I've been very envious of people who are what I call facile lucid dreamers, that they lucid dream quite frequently. I think it would be very interesting. It's a form of exploration of a different state of consciousness and a different state of being. And I think human beings are evolving toward that. I think this is one of our, what I would call our higher abilities, that is going to become more ordinary for more people over the course of time.